Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network. It's the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the phone lines, that's coming in on the network tonight. Welcome to We Talk Radio Network. My little chocolate chip, she's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Yeah, we just jumped off to Mandy, the mentor show. We're so appreciative to all of you guys that joined us over there on Blog Talk Radio Network for Let's Talk It Up with Mandy.
Uh-huh.
But we're back tonight, Mandy, on the E-Man After Show.
We are.
Yeah, man, it's good to come around and sit around the domino table. Man, listen. This has been a blessed day on today, just a different day on today.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of started doing a little raining out here.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And got a, like somebody just pulled a little rain in our little neighborhood and then just it just stopped all of a sudden.
And we were so grateful for the rain.
Yes, and so we want to appreciate all you guys that's coming in on tonight, coming in on the phone lines. We're back for another great episode of the E-Man After Show. Listen, if you would like to follow us, you can follow us over here at www.wetalkradio.com. We're on all social media.
Mm-hmm.
And Mandy, won't you help me out with some of those apps? Ladies and gentlemen, when we give you these apps, you can download these apps and you can listen to us live. I listen to us over there on Spotify, but you can listen to us and go back and listen to all the previous shows. So, Mandy, help me out with some of them sites over there.
Of course. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify,
and
Amazon Music, Player FM, Deezer, Podcast Addict, and Listen Notes.
Oh, you're going to try to throw it off? Throw it off a little bit tonight. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can download all those apps. We appreciate that over here on the E-Man After Show. And you can go back and listen to all our great previous shows and you just follow us over here on this great network. Man, shout out to Miss Kia D.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Hello, Miss Kia Davis. How you doing out there in radio land? Know you somewhere probably listening if you're in town. Want to shout out to you, give you a shout out on this Sunday afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Hello, Dallas-Fort Worth. Shout out to the high-rise downtown Dallas that love the E-Man After Show.
And then,
man, you know, we got a YouTube channel.
We do.
You tired, man? We done did all that talking over there.
No, I'm saying we do. We do have a YouTube channel, everyone.
Yeah, you can follow us on our YouTube channel. That's one word, We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they need to subscribe, how do they do that?
You would just hit that subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so that you can be notified when we upload new content over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, and so you guys can do that. We would appreciate that. Why? Because at the end of the day, you know, we're thriving over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just want to give you a... listen, man, I want to give you a church announcement. It'll be like my pastor, they gave me a card here.
I don't like you.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? The E-Man After Show and the Men of the Mentor Show, we're going on another network. We'll be on We Talk Radio Network at 9 p.m. We'll be on Blog Talk Radio Network at 7 p.m. But starting September the 27th, we'll be on, what are you doing over there, Mandy?
I'm sorry.
Well, we'll be on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe radio.com. That's a new network. They're over in the Plano, Texas area. Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier. It's a network that he'll be featuring the Mandy, the Mentor Show, and the E-Man After Show. When you're listening to us live over here, you'll be able to listen to us live over there.
Right.
And so we're going to have Mr. Curtis Frazier on. We're going to interview him September the 17th. And we'll be on that network starting September the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to call. When you call it in over there, it comes straight to us. And we'll be able to take your calls off of that network. Actually, he's going to be simulcast, and I think he's even want to do a live streaming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we getting back into all of that. So shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier. We'll be talking to him next month. So the E-Man After Show and the Mandy the Mentor Show will be on another network starting in September. And then later on in the year, I think it's around November or December, we're trying to work it out with Southern Gold. What was it? Southern Gold out of California.
Okay.
Yeah, Southern Gold California, a network out of California. Well, you know, these people, they love to on their network run great shows,
mm-hmm.
and I pitch these shows, and so we're on the move over here on the E-Man After Show and the Man of the Mentor Show.
All right, Neil.
So you'll get to listen to us cut a fool, as the old folk would say.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is your favorite listening station. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And, guys, we take action.
Mm-hmm.
We're back on another Sunday night. We're back in the building.
We are back in the building.
Man, so, man, that's kind of what did we do last time we were here. Let's do a little recap when we were here last time.
Oh, yes, yes. So we talked about disruptive conversation part two.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was with Mr. Emmanuel Hepzibah. Hepzibah.
Listen, put that, whatever you drinking over there, put that down.
It's Dr. Pepper, silly. But it's Hepzibah, that's it. I'm sorry, Mr. Emmanuel. But it was Mr. Emmanuel Hepzibah.
Yeah, man, just a great conversation that we had with, we are calling him Dr. Emmanuel, you know, because all the wealth and knowledge that he has. And we did a part one and a part two disruptive conversation. It was an interesting conversation.
It was very interesting.
Uh-huh. From the standpoint of really what you should have took away from his whole conversation is, knowing your lineage,
mm-hmm.
knowing who you are as a person,
mm-hmm.
understanding why you should believe and where you should believe. You know, if you don't really know where you come from and know your history, it's hard for you to believe any other language or any kind of teaching when you're not in the picture.
Right. And mm-hmm. we also, Eman, mm-hmm. I know that you had invited Mr. Emmanuel on the show because you wanted to talk about his family and,
mm-hmm.
and you wanted to talk about social liberation and things of that nature.
Yeah.
You know, that was your motive for invite, your reasoning, right,
mm-hmm.
for inviting him on because he explained, you know, on last week,
mm-hmm.
his family, you know, the land that they own.
Right, right.
He explained, you know, he talked about social liberation. He had insight on those things. So that's really what prompted E-Man to invite Mr. Hepzibah to the show on last week.
Yeah, we're just going to say Dr. Manuel. You just over there botching up his name.
Mr. Hepzibah.
Yeah. Shout out to you, sir. That's Dr. Mandy.
You were good last week. Now, I hit it last week. I was good last week, okay? Well, I knocked it out the ballpark on last week.
But it is
Mr. Hepzibah.
Right.
And that was E-Man's reason for bringing him to the show because E-Man wanted him to talk about the land and how, things going back, you know, for our forefathers and things of that nature, you know, the wealth that we may have possessed, you know, and
mm-hmm.
how the people have come and taken that away from us and find out what can we do to gain, you know, our property and especially Mr. Hepzibah property back. Right.
Right. Right.
And so with that being said, we know that a lot of conversations have taken place, you
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
At the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
the beauty of it for me, right. And
right,
I'm sure
right.
a lot of listeners of those of you that are listening out there on the network and on the phone line and email as well, is that we understand that we may not wholeheartedly agree, but we can respect one another, right?
Right, right?
At the end of the day. And also, not only that, but we're listeners. You know, we are listeners. And some of us consider ourselves to be good listeners. Okay, maybe not all the time, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
but
I see.
he is a gentleman, E-man, with wealth of information, right?
Right.
And he's somebody that's admirable because this is he explained to us how he could not read. What it was less than a year or so.
Right.
And he went back to school, and a man of his age, you know, to go back to school and to speak the way he speaks, Iman, right? He's so articulate.
Right.
And to tell us what he could not read at first, but how he breaks things down and how he's able to articulate and understand and help us to understand, I thought it was brilliant.
Yes. And so we had a part one and part two. And you can always go back, like we were saying, all them different sites. You can go back on We Talk Radio Network and all those different sites, man, to read out every Sunday night. And just click on We Talk Radio, go to the E-Man After Show, or you can listen to any other shows over here. And just, you know, and those links that we sent out, thank you all you guys that click on that link. Thank you all you guys that call in on a Sunday night, you know, to listen to this great show. We want to appreciate you. And go back and just listen to all of these great shows. I enjoyed the conversation. We're going to have him back because we still in the fight, and we're going to do a follow-up, and we're bringing some more advocates on, you know. So we got a lot going on over here on the E-Man After Show. Then at 9:35,
we
got Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell.
We do.
Dr. Fred Bell, I'm going to scroll down, see if I can find some numbers here. Why? Because tonight, it's all about sports tonight.
Oh, Lord.
It's sports night.
It is sports night on the E-Man After Show.
Yes, check it out. Well,
yay.
I won't have to worry about you,
I'm
right?
I'm so excited.
It's cowboy season, man. Don't be jelly over there, man.
I'm so excited.
Don't be a jelly.
I don't know. This time of year, oh, my.
Yes, and so we're going to be talking sports tonight, talk about our Dallas Cowboys. You know, we're talking about high school football. We're talking about college football. We're going to be talking about track. A shout out to Sakara Richardson.
Yes.
That's this little queen here. She have won the 100-yard meter. You know, she have shocked the world.
Yes, she has.
You know, to all you haters out there was hating on her, talk about her now. So that's what we're talking about tonight, man. This sports night over here on the E-Man After Show. And we want to appreciate all of you guys. We're going to get into a little of that on tonight. Man, did you see the game on last night? Did you guys see the game on last night? The Cowboys, they won last night, man.
Oh, they play?
Well, of course, you know, you always somewhere with the Cowboys. I don't know where you go hide out when the Cowboys play. You can disappear, you know what I'm saying?
I disappear.
And then when Victoria call in, you act like you're watching the game. I'm just going off of what E-Man said.
Yeah, I'm going to put some money on it, that's why.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys coming in on the phone lines. We see you guys coming in on the network. The time ticker is going off. You're back for another great episode of the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we so appreciative to all of you that join us each and every Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
We're back live. Well, man, I tell you, what month is this? What month is this? August? Man, this month done flew around, huh?
It has.
Yeah, so we got September, October, November, December. We got 5 more months that we're doing the Bible study on E-Man After Show.
Uh-huh.
And I think I got 5 more speakers.
Okay.
Yeah, I got 6.
Okay.
So one of the months we'll be doing 2. I just don't know what month we are, but one of the months, because I got 6 more speakers, and this is called Bible Study on the E-Man After Show. We have it every first Sunday night of the month. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate you guys to support this great network over here, support the E-Man After Show,
uh-huh.
And man, we're just on the move. Shout out to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. The E-Man After Show and the Mentor Show is going over there on that network.
Yeah.
That's going to be off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to all of you Ikes out there that love that good old blues and good old soul, and you know, we're going on another urban. Someone asked me, say, E-Man, what about the? I said, listen, mainstream is cool,
uh-huh.
But I want to support people that look like me and you.
Right.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I believe in supporting people that look like me and you, because This is a black-owned network that we're on tonight.
It is.
And that's a black-owned. And sometimes people, Amanda, when you talk like this, people want to know why do you have to mention it. And I always ask them when they ask me stuff like that, why not?
Right.
You know, why you done been conditioned to feel like because you black, you can't talk black?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think it's the mindset of even when we was talking to Mr. Hestable, we started talking about Jesus being black.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think a lot of times because society and even in Christendom, all these people have made you feel like you being black that, you know, you can't really speak on your color.
Right.
You can't really, you know, honor who you are as an individual of color. You know, and so mm-hmm. we try to play it down and act like it's not a big deal. It's a great big deal in my life.
It is a big deal,
you know, because see, I've been colored by nature, son, and I'm proud of it.
Right.
As Jesse Jackson said, was it Jesse Jackson? I'm black and I'm proud.
I don't know.
Yeah, you see, you was a young
but I am
now.
Black and proud.
See it now.
So
I'm black and I'm proud. Yeah. And so, listen, I ain't finna never let no one deem down my race or deem down who I am as an individual.
Right. That's, it's mm-hmm. so sad when we have to equate
mm-hmm.
representation to hate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what has happened is that we've had so many people go out and to represent and also to misrepresent
right.
our race to the point where when people do give the description that was given in the Bible of Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say Jesus was a black man. People, it's sad to say when I say it out loud, people, they feel like it's hate speech.
Okay.
And but when you say it out loud, it sounds pitiful to say.
Right. Because they don't make you feel like that.
It's sad to say that because a person, now this is not made up. I want you guys to hear this because this is important.
Yeah.
This is not made up data. This is not made up information. This is the word of God
mm-hmm.
that gives this description. And when a person, I mean, we can talk about everything else in the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when we get up to that point of Jesus and the description of Jesus, we want to overlook that. Why is that?
Well, you know, I tell people all the time, I wouldn't even read the Bible if Jesus wasn't black.
I mean,
because I would see it as another European book.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't see myself in the story.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't make sense to me to read it. You understand? I need to see me in the, you know, it's just like education. If I don't see me in it, how do it benefit me?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not really relating to nothing that I do.
And what's mm-hmm. hateful about
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
What is hateful? This is a thought, right? This is something for us to ponder on. What is so hateful about
mm-hmm.
referencing Jesus as a black man?
And so, with that being said, it's sports.
Oh, yeah, it's just sports night. Listen, I'm trying to turn the show because Mandy don't know anything about sports.
So
well, I know a little something.
So it's sports night, ladies and gentlemen. But, man, we got to take a break. When we come back out of our break, man, we're sitting around the domino table. We're going to jump into some sports, talking sports. So you guys keep it locked. It's the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Keep on rolling. Oh yeah, this thing baby, you can leave, yeah. But I'll never be alone. Soon as you walk right out the door, I call Kim up on the phone. Me and Kim, we don't fuss and fight. With Kim, I ain't never wrong. Or I might just go call Keisha, go get my party on. See, I know if I ever get hungry and I want me something good to eat, I can pick up my phone and call TP. She'll fix something nice and sweet. If you wanna leave, go ahead and leave, baby. One thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. So if you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. So if you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, this train gon' keep on rolling.
Peace. This is Coretta Bell, and you are listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is WeTalkRadio.com. We're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And, guys, we take action. We're so appreciative of all of you that's hanging out with us on tonight. Oh, man, just another great Sunday afternoon. We're broadcasting this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Mm-hmm. Man, we're around the domino table. Pull up a chair. Pull out the dominoes, man. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we've been playing a lot of dominoes, man. We've been having a lot of great conversations.
We have.
Yeah, so we are back around the domino table. We see you guys coming in on the phone lines. We see you guys on the network on tonight. Why? Because we're talking sports tonight, man. Mm-hmm. I tell you, you know, we in the preseason, Mandy. You know what I'm saying? It's football season. We in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Cowboys, they won last night. Oh, yeah. Now the Cowboys won last night, man. They beat, who did they play last night? They played the Raiders.
Right, right.
They beat the Raiders 31. They rolled over the Raiders 31-16. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so, we'll see how Jack's going to do this year. So all of you guys that coming in on the phone lines, if you want to talk sports with me and Mandy on tonight, listen, we'll bring you around the domino table. You can go ahead and hit option one, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Why? Because we are talking sports.
Yes,
You know, it's a sports show on tonight because we got a lot of great sports going on, man. We got track, we got the world track season that's going on. We got baseball just ended. We got the NFL starting. Mm-hmm. Man, we got it all going on. You know, we into that season, man, that where we're getting ready to bombard the TV. We got boxing happening. We got all kind of stuff going on.
Right.
You know, but man, I tell you what's really amazing, Mandy, is all of you that have been watching the World Championship, or, you know, with the it being track season. Shout out to our little girl, Shakira Richardson.
Yes.
Man, listen here. This little sister right here, boy. She running track, man. She have won. She's got a double medalist, you know, for the world champion in running track.
Uh-huh.
And those of you that know Miss Shakira Richardson, she's a young lady, you know, in her 20s, graduated from Carter High School.
Mm-hmm.
She ran on the track team at Carter, you know what I'm saying? And when she ran over there, you know, right now they still hold the world's fastest, I think it's in the 100, they said, in the 100-meter yard dash. With they team is still the fastest in the nation.
Mm.
I mean, faster than Texas,
mm-hmm.
you know. But listen, this young lady went up under a lot of the scrutiny from the standpoint of, you know, she lost her mother a few years ago.
Yeah.
And for her to cope, Mandy, she started smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they found a little weed in her system, so they kind of disqualified her, right?
They did.
You know, and then come the injustice about it. They found another young lady, you know, and she just has to be a Caucasian descent, you know, when they, you know, when they tested her, she tested with all these substance drugs in her system.
Mm-hmm.
But they let her run in the Olympics.
Mm.
But they had disqualified Shakira Richardson for the little weed that they found in her system.
Yeah.
And so she didn't get to run. But all she got prepared herself.
Yes,
so
she did.
The blogs was hating on her. You know how you have haters. People was hating on her and, you know, saying she was finished and this going on and that going on. I mean, you know, they was rocking with her when she was winning.
Right.
You know, the track world, they was rocking with her when she was winning. People was rocking with her. But soon as that happened, you should have just seen the haters.
Mm-mm-mm.
But, but Shakira Richardson said, well, okay, this is how we going to do this, Negroes. I'm going to go back and I'm just going to get out of the media site and I'm just going to prepare myself.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to forget about what the naysayers are saying. I'm just going to go and work hard.
Right.
Well, hard work pays off, man.
Yes, it does.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because now she's the doubler. I mean, she got two medals now.
Yes, she does.
Yes, in the 100-yard dash, in the 100-yard meters, man, this sister ran a 10.65. That's smoking. I know you don't know nothing about that, man.
She is fast.
Yeah, man, see, my son ran track. And right now, my son, he ran the 100, too, and he in Texas. And on his relay, he's third in the nation in Texas.
Right.
Because nobody haven't beat this time yet, neither. Mm-hmm. So she's first. You mm-hmm. understand? This young sister here was smoking. Then she came back around and won the, the bronze medal in the 200.
She did. Yes, she did.
Man, they smoking out there. They represent too.
Yeah.
And I love her cockiness. I love her. I love how she, you know, see, this is how you know a person when they real. They don't fake and shake. The same media has tried to tear her down. Now they want to interview with her, you know, that she done won. So she just walked past the media and just say, nope.
Right.
Nope. And I really don't blame her. I mean, I commend her and I really condone what she's doing because at the end of the day, I ain't finna sit here and talk to you, Negro, that one minute you was hating on me, but now you for your numbers, for what you want, you want me to stop at the table and talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you needed to, and like she's saying, all these old crazy questions that you want to ask, I don't have time.
Right.
She said, I'm in a better place now. I want to put myself around people that's for me.
Yeah, I can mm-hmm. agree with that.
Yeah, and so I'm all for that. I believe that's the way it should be done because at the end of the day, it's just like Martin King said, if you don't stand up for something, you're willing to fall for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like her statement. I didn't come back bitter. I just came back better.
Yes.
And she came back better smoking it. She came back shitting up all the naysayers and, And kudos to her. I mean, condolences. Her mother passing, but her grandmother and them, they brung her in and they groomed her. Mm-hmm. And it may be a lot of people don't like her style, but we, you know, at the end of the day, we really don't care if you like her style or not.
Right.
I love everything about this little young sister. Yeah. I love how she don't hold back. She just, you know, right up in your face and let you know. And I think that's the way the world should be. I don't think you should have to deem yourself down to try to prove that you somebody different. You know, be authentic. Be your real, you know, live in your own truth.
Right.
You know, if you knowing somebody talking about you and you knowing somebody, you know, ain't supporting you, why are you going to sniggle and giggle in their face? Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she recognized that, so she told the media. She looked at media and told them, no, y'all were the same people that told me, damn.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so we support you, Tara Richards. I mean, we all for it, man, because at the end of the day, I think, kudos to her, I think she's the bigger person.
Yes.
I don't think she's the bitter person. I think she have a rose over all of those obstacles.
Yes.
I think she proved to every young black girl out there, this is how you do it. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people are trying to tell you to be, I'm going to use the word positive right here, to try to tell you, you should do everything. Let her be an example to you young ladies that that's looking up. I ain't saying she got to be your hero, but let it be an example that if you get focused, no matter who you are,
mm-hmm.
if you stay determined, no matter who you are, if you quiet the noise by doing it, making it do what it do, still it just rambling off at the mouth.
Because
mm-hmm. see, if you notice, she got out of the media.
Yeah.
She got off of social media.
Yes.
And she just went preparing herself.
Yes.
And now she's coming back and she done shut everybody up.
Yes,
so right. Now everybody want to praise her. And so what I do love about her story, Mandy, she didn't entertain when they was praising her and she didn't entertain when they was hating on her.
Right.
And now, interesting, she said anything. Mm-hmm. She just got out of harm's way. And so that's the way it should be.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, a lot of time people only say something when people are really praising you. Oh, thank you. You know, she didn't say none of that. She just got quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And when her getting quiet, it silenced the noise
mm-hmm.
because she didn't feed into the good part that they were saying, and she didn't feed into the bad part.
Right.
So it all went away. You notice how it died down, right? Mm-hmm. Well, she said it in her head. Listen, I know how you guys are, and I ain't from the pretend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to show you when you get out there on the field. And, man, shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to her.
She did a great job, and we just so peacock proud, hyena happy that she bringing home 2 medals.
Right?
You know, little, I mean, if you go on social media, just check out her interviews. Just a little jazzy, you know, she just, you know, when you talking about soul sister.
Uh-huh.
Soul sister, you know, she got a... I seen a man in some braids. I don't know. They was the color. They was green. I don't know what color they were.
Uh-huh.
But it matched what she had on.
Uh huh.
But you did see the interview when she did the wig, right? The wig was significant
mm-hmm.
because I think she was saying and don't quote me. She was really talking about, and we'll talk about that when we come in on the other side. 'Cause we got to do a segment. I'm going to tell you why she took the wig off, because she was making a statement with that, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so a lot of times people don't really know a person's story. They don't know what they all go through. You know, you just sit out there, you know, I read some of the comments, and it's just amazing how our people think. And so what you got to stop and realize that no matter who you are, when you got a gift and a calling and you've been gifted, you can't let nobody stand in the way of your gift. You can't let nobody talk you out of who you are. You just gotta be who you are
mm-hmm.
and do what it make it do what it do.
Right.
And so we want to honor this young sister on tonight.
Absolutely.
Man, we want to appreciate her bringing home two medals.
Two medals.
Yes. But ladies and gentlemen, it's sports night over here on the E-Man After Show. This is why we're talking about it. We're going to be talking about the Cowboys, you know, the upcoming season because, you know, first game was the first NFL game for the Cowboys. They played the Giants September the 10th at 7:20. Actually, it's an away game. They first game is away game. It's up there in the Giants Stadium. It's September the 10th. That's next Sunday night, man.
Yeah.
At 7:30. It's a Sunday night game, huh?
Yeah.
The Cowboys will be playing. They'll be playing the Giants. That's gonna be a great game. So
yes, it is.
So we're While we're doing the show, we'll be looking at the game. Yeah, so because we broadcast down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And, yeah, don't be jelly. We Cowboy fans over here. You know, I see you, Fred Bell. We got some Pittsburgh Steelers on the line. I feel you. Dr. Fred Bell, he's a Steeler fan. So I think the Steelers, I think they first game, man, they playing the 49ers.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to Fred Bell about that here shortly. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's football season. It's sports season over here on the E-Man After Show on tonight. But listen, we got to do this great segment that Dr. Fred Bell do every Sunday night. It's called Encouragement for Your Soul.
Yes.
With Fred Bell. Y'all guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
Is there someone out there feeling like they've made too many mistakes to be used by God, or God would never consider them because of the life they have lived? Did you know that your mistakes and your imperfections have made you a perfect candidate to be used by God to bless someone else? Now, have you ever felt like that you are not able to be used by God because of the way you lived or some of the things you have done? And when I say that, I mean because you felt like, or you feel like, that God only uses those perfect people. But I'm here to tell you today that because of your mistakes and your imperfections, you are a perfect candidate to be chosen by God to bless someone else. Because now we live in a world that's dominated today by social media. And the majority of the people that we see are perceived to be perfect are the ones that's being used for the things like models, actors, singers, etc. Even as people, we seek the perfect man or the perfect woman. But Romans chapter 8 verse 28 tells us, it says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. His purpose. God calls us for his purpose. He does not look for the perfection in people. He looks for your obedience and your faith, because he will perfect you. I said God will perfect you. You can't perfect yourself. God will use your imperfections to bless others through your cancer or whatever sickness you have, through death in your family, through unemployment, and whatever you consider a downfall. That downfall may be something that someone else is going through that they need to hear that God brought you out of. So God has brought you through many trials and tribulations. So your imperfections have been used to bless others. So you are right to be used by God because of your imperfections. And God has made you a blessing to be blessed. So if there's anyone out there tonight who feel like they have done so much wrong that God cannot use you, check the Bible. Why don't you ask a few people around that you know that God has changed and made them to be a blessing to someone else? Because the Bible is full of people who had imperfections that God used. What about Noah? Noah was a drunk. What about Moses? Moses stuttered. What about David? God called David a man after his own heart. David committed every sin there was. So therefore, God can use you. So I hope this word encourages someone that not only to know that God can use you, but he can use your imperfections to bless others. You've heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You
have just been motivated, inspired, with encouragement for your soul with Red Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Come on back up here.
Just sing it as you feel it. That's all right.
That's the same way we did it a few months ago.
That's right.
So ain't no different.
Okay.
You do the same.
Okay.
I think that... we had a little... What were you talking about, B, at first?
Well, I was talking about lovers.
Lovers?
The world love lovers. The three L's. Loving, laughing...
And what else?
Living. Living.
Said I've had my fun.
Yes.
If I don't get well no more, yeah. I said I've had my fun, people. If I never get well no more, I said my health is failing me. I think I'm going down slow.
Hello.
I don't want you to love, but just moan. So, just moan. Baby, Papa's got a brand new bag. baby. Just open the door and I'll get it for myself.
Hello.
Now, baby, say it one more time. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Now what should I do right here? I don't know what love is, but I think I got it bad. It ain't no fun in missing the things you want. But it's so bad when you miss the good things that you once have had. Now what about it, B? I don't claim to be no gambler. I tell you, I don't know much about the diet. I want you to listen to me. Oh, I don't claim to be no gambler. I tell you, I don't know much about the diet. But now I want you to hear this, Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
But I'll wait, and my baby knows. Bobby, she knows he ain't the kind that's gonna crap out twice.
It's my own fault, darling. Treat me the way you wanna do. I said it's my own fault, darling. Treat me the way you wanna do.
Hi, I'm Tia Brown with Provoking Thoughts. You're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, we take action.
Mic sounds like check one. My mic sounds nice, check one. Oh, 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 it's the E-Man After Show. It's the E-Man After Show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight. I want to thank Fred Bell for that great segment. So, ladies and gentlemen, every Sunday night at 9:35, you can log in, you can call in and listen to Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell.
Right.
Yes, and we want to appreciate him for doing these great segments. I just seen a few people that the Fred Bell like they call in.
Yes, shout out to you all that call in to listen to Fred Bell.
Yeah.
That is Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this sports night over here on the E-Man After Show. We want to, man, we're talking sports tonight because we're getting ready to, NFL is starting back next week. And so around the house, I ain't got to find my wife. She'd be somewhere hiding when the Cowboys.
That's right.
Well, man, you listen. If you want to talk to us tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. If you want to talk sports tonight, if you want to talk about the Cowboys, you want to talk about your team, you know, I know Fred Bell. I know he a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I think the Steelers, they're going to be playing I think they're playing the 49ers. They open up with the 49ers. That's already a loss for the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Then you got the Cowboys. They open it up at the Giants. I don't know which way that's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, we're talking sports. It's NFL season. We so appreciative to all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines, on the network. You got your big screens. You got everything tuned up, you know. Why? Because guess what? Guess what time it is, Mandy?
What time?
Check it out. Oh, yes. It is the NFL season. Man, it's football season. We got Friday Night Lights with high schools. We got colleges going on, the Big Ten, the Big East. You know, then we got the NFL. It's football season, y'all. Yeah, so who you rooting for this year? Man, who you rooting for this year?
Actually, the Lakers.
The Lakers don't play football. They play basketball. See, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I got to work with over there. Yeah.
Never mind.
So the Lakers don't play the Cowboys?
I knew something about it. Never mind. You are not the question for me.
Yeah, well, man, it's football season. Let me bring Fred Bell on in. Hey, Dr. Fred, how you doing tonight, bro?
All right.
Well, man, I asked man who she rooted for. She talking about the Lakers. Yes, man, we're talking sports tonight, man. You ready for this football, this the upcoming season, Fred?
Yep. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
The Steelers going to win this year? You said that last year, bro.
You just said we're going to lose San Francisco. We're going to score like 35 points on them. They don't have no quarterback.
San Francisco don't have no quarterback this year?
No.
Okay.
So, you know, they traded a starter from last year that got hurt to the Cowboys mm-hmm. just the other day.
Oh, did it? Okay. Okay, that's what. You know, I'm quite sure they're going to pick up somebody, you know, the 49ers. I'm already quite sure they're working on it, right?
I don't know. It don't make no difference.
We're
ready this year.
Y'all ready this year? Well, man, it's going to be. I'm ready for some football, man. I tell you, with all this hot weather, I'm ready for some football. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, sit around and just sit back and watch some good old NFL football. Because, you know, our Cowboys, they play the Giants up there in Giants Stadium next Sunday night, man. That's going to be a good game, you know?
Yeah.
That's going to be a good game. I think the season starts September what? Next week or the week after next? I believe, because I think the Cowboys' first game is September 10th.
It's week after next.
Yeah, week after next. Oh, man, well, we gearing up around here.
Third.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, well, that's going to be a great game, man. Well, I'm going to say the Cowboys are going to make it to the Super Bowl. I'm going to say we're going to go.
Y'all say this year.
Yeah, we're going to go this year. We're going to go
and
Fred, when
we,
And so, Fred, if the Cowboys go to the Super Bowl, me and you going to go. We're going to leave Mandy and them at the house. Me and you going to go up to the Super Bowl.
That's fine. So I'll see you when you return, babe.
Fred, me and you go to... But boy, don't let Dallas and Pittsburgh make it. Oh, look at here. That's going to be on and popping. You know what I'm saying? But I got somebody else. I got somebody else think the Cowboys are going to make it, Fred. Let me bring this call in here to option one. Victoria. Hey, Victoria, how are you?
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Die hard Cowboy fan right here.
Yeah, for sure that.
Yes, sir. We will be going to the Super Bowl. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Lordy. Yes, sir. We can make a prediction now. Victoria, what you predict this season?
I predict we're gonna go 3-3. And we're gonna make it to the playoffs, and then we're gonna win the playoff division, and then we're gonna go to the Super Bowl. Who we play, okay. I don't care. That's my prediction. 13-3.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna predict the Cowboys gonna shock the world this year, Fred.
So what happened to the last prediction?
No, we psyching ourselves out, Fred. Yeah, Fred, who you predict to make it to the Super Bowl?
I don't care about now another team. I know in my mind every year we go to the Super Bowl. Every year.
But
I don't doubt my Cowboys.
Okay. I'm right in there with you. You know, I'm a Cowboy fan, so I believe we're going to make it this year. Because, you know, I like that little quarterback they got. What's that little quarterback name they got, Fred, this year? What's his name? I can't think of his name. The little midget. I call him a little midget. Oh, he's pretty good.
Oh, you talking about the running back?
Yeah, the running back. Yeah, not quarterback. I said running back. Yeah, running back. I can't think of his name.
I can't remember his name either.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked pretty good in preseason. He looked real good in preseason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked good in preseason.
Till they turned the real lights on.
Yeah, they turned the lights on.
I know that's right. Well, man, you guys on the network, if you want to join the conversation around the domino table, you can hit option one. We'll bring you in. You can call us and predict who, if you think the Cowboys are going to make it, whatever city you living in, wherever you from, if you think your team going to make it, call us and predict. Go ahead and predict tonight because season started in a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? Tonight we just have to be talking sports. Man, this is, I tell you. When you look at the sports world, all the great things that's going on with the athletes that's out there. Fred and Victoria, what do y'all think about Sha'Carri Richardson? You know, she got two medals, you know what I'm saying? What do y'all think about her? Ma'am, she went 10.65.
I was happy to see her win.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got so tired of talking about the weed, smoking, all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lordy. Yeah, she showed up, didn't she?
Yep.
She showed up.
I'm actually glad that she, the same one that they put down, is the same one who came back winning, representing us. The same one they put down, she came back and she represented well.
Right,
you know, and I'm so happy
for
her.
Right. I mean, before we went to break, I was talking about her and the wig, and you know, one of the person they asked, why did she take her wig off? Because in her comments, she said that because she's coming back, not bitter but better, but she was taking off the old to present the new. Mm. So she took off that old wig, you know, represent that. That's in the past.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for that which is in the future. And so she took that old wig off, representing, okay, you know, this is past right here.
Mm-hmm.
And so she dropped that wig and put on another wig, and that represented the new. That was the whole reason why she revealed it like that, you know.
Okay.
And so I just like her little spunk, man. But Listen, she ran for Carter in what was that, 90, because she's real young. I want to say it was 2000 and something. They say, I can't remember right off the top of my head. But man, you know, they still in the 100. Her track team from Carter over there, they still the fastest women in the 100. Mm. You know, and she just been, you know, after she lost her mother and learning how to cope and dealing with a lot, man, it's just to be commendable for her to come back and, you know, not only win one race, win two.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so it always say to me when I see stuff like this, you know, you could tell people are destined to be great.
Uh-huh.
And no matter, you know, I think, Fred, when we even interviewed you, we was talking about, you know, a bump in the road, either the bump will make you bitter or it make you better. And
right.
she didn't allow that bump in the road to make her bitter. That's her statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she allowed that bump, man, to make her better.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, you know, I like that she pulled herself out of the media world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she hid it. She had, you know, she just hid out. And she came back not running her mouth. She just came back and let her work speak for itself.
True, very true.
And so she just doing the doggone thing. And so from my understanding, don't quote me on this, we'll have more information, that they getting ready to have a big parade over there by Carter High School.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's I don't know if you want to call it a parade for her, but Carter High School is getting ready to honor her.
Mm.
And that's
great.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be there.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to go see that, man?
I am. Listen, yes.
Victoria, she told me we're going to be there.
We are going to be there. We are support.
Okay. But, I mean, just to, you know, to be proud of her, you know, and Fred, I was just sharing with the listeners of, you know, about supporting her and really, really just rallying around her, no matter if you like her swag or not, because a lot of us don't like her swag. A lot of us think, you know, she's cocky. You know, I commend all of her cockiness. I could, if you want to call it cocky or arrogance or, you know.
Yeah, I didn't get that from her.
Well, I didn't either, but, you know, they deem it to be that because, you know, she's hood.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so her language is not that, you know, quote unquote, different language. She just let you know I'm authentic, and
mm-hmm.
this is how I am,
right.
And this is how I'm gonna come across, and I ain't gonna change it for you. You know,
right, yeah.
Especially when she was talking to white media.
Mm, okay, I got you.
You understand what I'm saying? And so you have some of the. I mean, you read the blogs and listen to other people. Well, I just think she should tone it down.
Right.
I said no, turn up. And, you know. She's turned up, and so we want to appreciate her, man. We want to give her flowers while she, you know, because she do recognize, she said that, and then guys, this is what I really loved about her interview. She said she's still inspired by the Jamaicans. She's inspired by all the women that's pushing her to go forward.
Mm.
You know, she's not looking at them, looking down at them.
Right.
She's willing to continue to groom from them, to continue to watch their worth ethics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She said, because next year it may be one of their turns.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just great. It's just great to see her doing the doggone thing. And maybe out there, you know, you got a son that's getting ready to play high school football or play peewee ball, or maybe you got a son going off to college to play college ball. Maybe your son is in the NFL. We want to pray protection this year over all the football players that's going to hit these fields, you know, because that's the danger of it, you know what I'm saying, the injuries. And so if you got a child out there that's, because Friday Night Lights, man, you know, South Oak Cliff and who was that? South Oak Cliff and Duncanville, they played this past Friday night over there at SMU. That was a good game, you know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, South Oak Cliff, which we call, you know, soccer over here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you know, they was a champion last year, but they played Reginald Samples over there at, you know, over there at Duncanville, and they kind of lost that. But that's just the first game of the season. So kudos to South Oak Cliff, Golden Bears champion. They'll probably come back at the end of the year. So football, Friday Night Lights, Carter, Kimball. You played for one of them teams. Who did you play for, Roosevelt or Fred?
No, I played Skyline.
Skyline, I know it was one of them. you know, man, it wasn't nothing like them good old games, man. You go out to, what was our stadium? Sprague Stadium over here in the Dallas-Fort Worth
right.
Metroplex.
Yep.
Man.
Yep.
Hey, boy, you talk about good rivalries like South Oak Cliff and Roosevelt and all them great schools, you know, man, them were some great games back in the day, I tell you.
Yep.
And so we getting ready to bark up on some Friday night football games. And so kudos to all of the young folk that's going out there. Just stay positive, you know, get your grades. And then, man, just go out there and work your craft, because everybody got a gift that they got, you know. And the endorsements that's coming for a little Secure Riches, you know, oh, man, you're going to be surprised to see who endorsed her. She said, you know, she said she's staying humble.
Mm-hmm.
And so just kudos to her, man.
We
just so peacock proud of her and all that she do. But, guys, tonight, it's about talking sports. Man, we getting ready to and you know what else was significant, Fred and Victoria and Mandy? You know, why do y'all think they put her in lane number 9? You know, she ran these races in. Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest lane to run. That's the hardest lane to win in, lane number 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Free, why do you think they put her in lane number 9?
I think it's because of her qualifying time. Because remember, she got in just on the qualifying time. Because she didn't think she had got in.
Right.
So I think that's the lane. Must be the worst lane because you can't see nobody.
Right.
Guess what? They put her in the lane that should have been the worst lane, but it was the best lane for her because it pushed her to go faster because she couldn't see them.
Right.
I agree.
And I agree too. But when you understand the significance of what 9 mean, because, you know, numbers mean stuff, right? You know, 9 means wisdom and experience.
Hmm.
And so, you know, if you look up and understand what the number 9 mean, you know, with all the experience that she had to deal with all the obstacles she had to go to, she gleaned that wisdom from that. And being over there in lane 9, she was able to blot out and just go off of, like, just what Victoria and Fred had said. She couldn't see nobody. So she knew she had to, at the end of the day, this is the hardest and the toughest lane, and I'm going to run in this lane just to shed my naysayers up, because that's why the Jamaican, she thought she won. She couldn't see Sakura Richardson over there.
Mm-hmm.
She came by her smoking. you know what I'm saying? And so kudos to, man, kudos to this little young sister. She just did the doggone thing. So, ladies and gentlemen out there on the network on tonight, we want to appreciate all you guys. Guys, we're going to end the show just a little bit early on tonight because we got a busy day on tomorrow. Man, I tell you, we're getting ready to start another whole week. And we ready for football. I know I am. I'm ready for football. Mandy, you ready for Victoria? You going to come out here and watch a football game with me?
Yes, sir. You know, I'll be there.
Yeah. I Fred and Victoria, I see where they're trying to do the rematch with Crawford and Spencer. What do y'all think about that?
Oh.
Is it too quick?
They're trying to do a rematch?
I think it's too quick.
Man. No.
Okay.
Earl Spence needs to leave that dude alone. He can't beat that dude at 125, 135. He cannot beat that dude.
Right. Yeah, we, you know, I think.
Because if they box again, and he beat him up like he did the last time, that's going to ruin Errol Spence's career. That's going to ruin him.
Yeah. Well, they talking about, yeah, I mean, they already got it out there on the wire, man, you know.
I was
like, this is unbelievable.
I don't think that's going to happen so soon.
Yeah, they got 2 dates out, December 9th or December 30th.
Okay.
I think it's too soon.
Oh, December. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. That's
sad.
The way
he ended up looking like Martin, that's way too soon. You think he can see? but I mean, you know, we'll see. I don't even want to put my mouth on him because, man, people are doing some crazy stuff. He lied to come back. you understand what I'm saying? It shut all us down, you know? And so, but I mean, you know, if he think he got the heart and I think it's just coming from a heart posture, you know. I ain't defeated. You know, I may took a loss, you know, but I'm going to, you know, I'm gonna get out of the meeting. I'm going to shut up and I'm going to get out here and work hard and come back and prove my point. But now I'm like you, Fred Bell. If he come back and get whooped again, it's going to ruin him.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it would be different if the fight was close and then they had a rematch. It wasn't even close.
Right.
I'm saying you may say the right thing after the fight. Yeah, I want to fight him again. But in your mind, you know, man, this dude just beat me up. It wasn't like he just beat him for nothing. He beat him up.
Right. Well, we'll see. Well, you know, we'll have a fight. We'll be watching the fight. You know, I ain't going to go to it. We're going to be right up there in our living room with all the big screens going.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to definitely put some money on it. I'm going for Crawford all the way. I can tell you now who I'm going for. I ain't finna put my money up for nowhere else but with Crawford, you know, because he made a believer out of me, you know. I mean, we knew he can fight, but he made a believer out of me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he did that doggone thing.
He did.
But ladies and gentlemen on the network, on the phone lines tonight, we want to appreciate all of you stopping by the E-Man After Show. Man, we have had a busy weekend and a busy day on today. We're going to kind of shut it down because we got a whole busy week on this week. But always join us each and every Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network. It's the E-Man After Show. It's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have Fred Bell on the line. This is a young man that does the encouragement for the soul. Sir, we want to appreciate you for your segment, you know.
Yes.
You're doing a great job, and appreciate you for him, sir. We got Victoria on the line. Want to appreciate you, Miss Vic, sitting around the domino table tonight, you know. And I want to thank you guys that join us each and every Sunday night. But, guys, we're getting ready to wrap this show up. And, we just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about football, you know. It's the NFL season, and it's getting ready to start. And so this is where you'll find all your husbands and stuff at. They'll be, you know, watching the game now. So don't be bothering me, man.
Listen, I'm going to make sure you have everything you need while you're sitting there. And I'm going to disappear. Okay?
Yeah. And so we want to appreciate you guys. But, man, guys, starting September the 27th, the E-Man After Show and the Man to the Mentor Show, we'll be on another network just as well. Southern Soul Artist Global Radio Network. It's a new network out of Plano, Texas. And, man, we're going to bring the owner on in September to interview him. So we'll be live on that particular network just like we're live tonight. You'll be able to call in over there. We'll be able to take your phone calls over there. We'll be able to you'll be able to hear us live. It's a throbbing, great network. Fred Bell, your segment is going over there with us just as well. Man, we want to appreciate
all
you.
Right.
It's just bringing us more listeners, and we just so peacock proud and high and happy just to be on the move. And so we want to appreciate y'all tonight. Well, man, y'all have a blessed and productive week. You know, kind of stay out of trouble, stay out of harm's way. And I believe when we come back next Sunday night, that's the first Sunday, right? We have Bible study next Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. When is the – man, this month here just ran around us.
Okay.
Golly.
I think it's Thursday, right? The first Thursday? Friday.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, well, now next Sunday night, ladies and gentlemen, we have Pastor Chris Harris. He'll be with us on next Sunday night. You know, just an awesome pastor, you know, just a great man to God. He'll be teaching us Bible study next Sunday night. And then, guys, we got, what, 5 more months? I got 6 pastors. So one of the months we're going to be doing, two people, but right now we got 5 more months and 6 more pastors. So Pastor Chris Harris, if you listen out there tonight, you'll be up next Sunday night. So come and enjoy that word. It's Bible study on the E-Man After Show. Well, guys, we're going to get ready to wrap it up. I'm going to give you my thoughts for tonight. The E-Man thoughts for tonight is, what is your happy place? Find it and be happy. That's my thought on tonight. What is your happy place? Find it and just be happy. And so until then, Victoria, you have a blessed, productive week, ma'am.
Y'all
good
do
night.
The same. Y'all do the same.
Right. And Dr. Fred Bell, you have a blessed and productive week, sir.
Well, do. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Peace. Good night.
All right.
But ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank all of you guys that's joining us on tonight. We want to appreciate you. This has been another great episode of the E-Man After Show.
It has been.
Well, man, we want to thank all of you guys that joined us on tonight. Join us next Sunday night for Bible study. We'll be back then. Y'all guys, as we get on up out of here, have a blessed and productive week, and talk to you soon. Peace.
Good night.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose, and that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known. I'm paying my own bills, I'm making my decisions, I do just what I feel, trusting my inhibitions. It's my prerogative to live the way I live. Just thought I'd let you know that I'm grown. I appreciate all you've done for me, but I'm grown. Gotta do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm cool, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's gonna work out between us.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me.
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way. Forgive me, Mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna tell you wrong. I've been your mama this long. Just give God your hand. Baby girl, he understands. Said it's all right now. Hold your head up, child. The sun will shine.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.